It's 7 hours Beijing time.
公元前210年，徐福的船奉秦始皇之命东渡。汉武帝时期，西汉的船远航至印度洋，开启海上丝绸之路。郑和的船七下西洋，连亚非探美洲。如今，一带一路新机遇，海上丝绸之路再启程。语言是沟通的船，让中国连接世界。北京外语广播。北京人民广播电台外语广播，中波774千赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774 www.am774.com。
北京外语广播网络电台，听双语，网天下。北京外语广播
Your bilingual station AM 774。
English. I'm Joanna, and learn native spoken English in a creative way. Fun learning experience, no matter what your English level is. Check it out in Youth English.
Hello and welcome to Youth English once again with Rose and Brian. 欢迎大家再次收听我们的趣味青春英语。So Rose, what are we talking about today?
All right, Brian. So we're going to talk about traveling, and of course,You know, we've talked about a lot of other things before, such as countries and capitals and different cultures and languages, which we will do again. But we will, because I'd like to quiz you on some capitals of some countries.
Oh, we haven't had quizzes in a long time.
Yeah, we haven't had quizzes in a long time. Today we're going to actually tell you a lot of reasons.To travel and why it's good for you. And they're actually not just, oh, you can make new friends, which, yes, that is part of it, but they're actually deeper, more spiritual reasons.
Spiritual reasons, really?
Yeah, and I don't mean spiritual as in religious. I mean to how to get in touch with yourself and your soul.
Well, they make you happy to start with.
Okay, whatever.
They make
whatever
me
you
happy.
Say. You know, I've actually had some tough times while traveling abroad. But
really?
Yeah. I'll actually tell you about some of my experiences.
Okay.
So let's go to the first one, which is you have endless choices and possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
So there are 100 and quiz one. How many countries are there in this world?
Oh, God.
No.
The vicinity of 250 or something?
What?
No.
Did you actually create or start any new colonies or countries in this world?
No.
Where did you get 250 from?
Then how many are there?
195.
I'm close enough.
No, you were like
Maybe I should have said like 200. Okay.
Yes. Okay, so there are 195 official countries in the world. When traveling, you have hundreds of choices of where to go, how long to stay, and what to do. You can go to a place for adventure, sports, culture, work, or just total relaxation. Okay? So let's move on to another way or reason that's actually a really good one. You will grow as a person.
Always grow as a person.
No, not necessarily. If you are if you stay in your country and don't really experience new cultures, new people, new things, there's no way I think that anyone can actually realize their full potential as a person. And I'm sorry to say, because there are millions of people that don't get to travel, but I just don't think you can realize your 100% full potential as a person and your being on Earth unless you travel.
I certainly get the idea.
Yeah. So whoever you think you are right now and whatever you think you want from life right now...
You're not.
No. Whatever. That'll change, though, if you travel for a long time. You'll see the world, experience different cultures, and meet many people. You'll learn so much about yourself and your expectations and goals in life may just change completely. And you don't want to know something funny. I was actually talking to someone last night. God, I swear to God, before I moved to China... I was myself, right, before I moved to China. But after I moved to China, I became a completely different person, and I had absolutely no idea that I could become who I am. And it's because I left the United States and explored China. And China changes me every day, every single day, and I'm realizing my 100% full potential.
Really?
Yes.
I'm really surprised, because, having new perspective... seeing new cultures, yeah, absolutely. But changing who you are, I never thought of
that. Yeah, I mean, I'm still myself to the core, but it's made all the really bad things about me good and the good things about me even better. When I say bad things, such as my patience, my view about the world, about people, about language, survival instincts, so many things that I didn't even... Like, that were sort of basically, you know, they're kind of like molecules, right? Like, whatchamacallit, they're kind of like, it's kind of like dust in the air, right? It's just kind of floating there. And it lands on something, but really, once you open the window, it just kind of flies everywhere. And that's exactly how I feel, is that, you know, I was sitting there, and these, no, I'm not joking, and these things about myself were just, you know, they weren't awake, they weren't alive yet. And it's not until I moved to China where I had to dig really deep in every single one of those things in me came alive. And I'm not joking.
I never thought you coming to China would make you so philosophical.
It did. Well, I'm not philosophical, but, you know, I'm trying to explain how I feel.
Okay.
So this is just how I feel.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, so it can change you. So, of course, obviously, you can meet people from every nationality. It's not necessary, but it can definitely be a fun goal. Speak to a person from every nationality. God, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, you know, before you said that, I don't think I ever realized, but now you said it, I think... going not only to the U.S., but other places around the world throughout the years, maybe have also changed who I am.
Really?
Without me realizing that.
Yeah. I think that living, though, in a completely, completely different culture, not just traveling, but living. Because living, you have to use a different set of part of your brain, a different part of your instincts. And the funny part about traveling is you're only there for a small amount of time, right? You already know when you're going to go home. But when you're actually living in a place, those things that have, you know, those senses such as sight, taste, hear, smell, learn, everything, those things, they don't get a break.
They evolute.
They evolve. Yes, they do. They don't actually get a break as you would, you know, when you go back to your hotel room or when you go back home to your home country and tell everyone about your vacation. It's just different.
All right. Try to see that for yourself when you do that. But of course, not everybody really does that, relocate to a different country. But if you have enough time to experience, that probably will bring some change to your personalities.
Yeah, for sure.
For the good.
Yeah. Well, this is one that's actually kind of fun. And this is actually funny. You can pay with different currencies.
Okay,
that's funny. But it's true. There are so many different types of currencies in the world, such as dollars, euros, pesos, rubles, yen, and countless others. And what I'm going to do for the next show is I'm going to give you the
Don't
name.
Don't quiz me about that.
Yes, I am. I'm going to give you the name of the currency, and you're going to tell me which country it's from.
All right, whatever you like.
So each currency has different coins and notes. Nice to look at having your wallet. And to be honest, it's actually annoying. I have five different types of currencies in my wallet right now.
Are you sure?
I'm not joking. I have euros.
RMB, of course.
Yeah,
dollars.
RMB, dollars. What's the...
Japanese yen.
Yeah, Japanese yen. And I also have... what's the one from India?
India? I don't know.
Yeah, I still have that in my purse. And I'm sure I have some from Thailand. Yeah, so I have all these different currencies in my purse. You want to know something really funny? Okay, so I was in Thailand, and this guy, so my mom was sitting in a wheelchair, and, you know, she can walk, but she was just, you know, she hurt her knee. So she was sitting in a wheelchair, and literally, to push her from the curb inside the door, he wanted me to tip him. So what I did was I gave him rubles. I gave him Indian money, and he just grabbed it and ran. He didn't even look at it. I was like, what? You want a tip for pushing us inside? It was like
You're really
feet.
Mean.
I'm so mean. It was like 10 feet. And I'm like, whatever. What? Okay, fine.
Well, that might sound funny, but actually, wherever we go, we do actually keep a set of local currency and bring them back.
Oh, do you really? Like, I tried doing that with my nieces and my nephews. I tried bringing them each, like, 5 or 10 or 20 RMB, and they were just like, yeah, thanks. And I found it later on that night on Christmas night. I found them all over the house, and I was like, you know what? Forget it.
Oh, kids, they don't know to appreciate.
Yeah. Okay, so this is another one, too, which is kind of weird. Experience different climates, different weather. So one of the beauties about traveling is that you have the choice to go where you want to go. This means you can choose the kind of climate you want to be in. So if you say, oh, you know how everyone, when it's cold, they go somewhere hot. when it's hot, they go somewhere, like, not so hot or even hotter.
Like people from northern China going to Hainan each winter.
Yeah, exactly. Or in the United States during, you know, vacation, everyone goes to, like, Mexico or Jamaica or something. And to be honest, my family this year for Christmas, we're going to Belize, which is tropical and going to be hot. So you can experience different climates. And the funny part about that is I'm flying from Beijing to Chicago first, where it's equally, the temperatures are equal, it's really cold. And then 2 days later, I'm going to be in 100-degree weather. So I'm going to have to wear something hot.
Yeah, it's hard for me to figure out how much it is. 100 degree Fahrenheit?
Yeah.
What's that in centigrade? I have no idea.
No idea. Mm. Oh, 100 degrees is, I think, like 40, maybe?
40, yeah.
Yeah, 40 degrees.
Something like that.
Okay, so this is a very good one that I also figured out on my own, because when you travel, especially in your 20s, it's not like you're going rich unless you're Chinese or unless you have really rich parents, right?
Yeah.
Well, something you people, kids who are not rich, who get to travel the world is realize that you do not need that much to survive.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not like you, I mean, you can definitely take money for emergencies, but what I mean by you don't need a lot of things to survive is that you have lots of things in your room, in your house, at your home, and when you travel, you have a suitcase and a backpack, and you can live out of that for months at a time. I mean, you can wash your clothes, you can use minimal makeup, you can use things for hygiene, reuse it, or find replacements. You for transportation, you can take a bus, which is super easy. You just don't need that many things. And I said to myself, as long as I have money, when I was traveling through Europe by myself, as long as I had money for to eat maybe two times a day and transportation to get around, I was fine.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, there's a Chinese couple. They took 100,000 RMB.
What?
Sound like a lot, right? But with that, they traveled to 16 countries.
Oh, my God.
In a year.
In a year?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, 100,000 RMB, this sounds like pretty much. But for 16 countries?
That is crazy. But where did they go?
I know they traveled to some major countries like the U.S., but what are all the other 15 countries? I'm not quite sure, but that's 15 countries.
Yeah, exactly. That's a lot. But that's a really, really good thing. And it's something that I actually really want to do, too. I want to just seriously take 1 year, you know, travel for a few months, come back, travel for a few months. Anyway, so another really deep reason to travel is to learn to deal with loneliness. And trust me when I tell you, this is truer more than ever. Because when traveling, there will be times when you feel lonely or you miss home, definitely get homesick.
Yeah.
You'll become a better person if you learn how to handle these emotions in a positive way and grow from them instead of letting it eat away at you.
Mm.
And this is not just for traveling, but this is also for living. Because I live in China, and there are many times where I just don't have family or I don't know who to tell or confide in. And these are times where I have to learn how to deal with myself and what to do with myself when I feel extremely lonely and isolated. Because China, for foreigners, can be very isolating, extremely isolating.
Yeah, I think it's probably the same case for Chinese people in a different country if you don't know any language or people.
Yeah, even if you do, it's still isolating. You're not in your home country.
Yep.
You know, you don't feel at home. You don't speak your own language.
Totally understandable.
Yeah, and especially when I was traveling through Europe by myself, it was extremely lonely. I mean, I always met people and had people that wanted to take me out or whatever, right? But it was extremely lonely because out of all the beautiful moments and things I wanted to do or the things I did and saw, I had to do it alone. And I saw the most beautiful sights, some that I can remember that'll never leave my mind. And there was no one standing next to me to share it.
Mm.
You know, not one person.
Yeah, we're not suggesting that you have to experience loneliness, but I think loneliness happens to us from time to time in our life. Anyway, so if you can learn to manage that, like me, I embrace loneliness for some reason. But
you're
loneliness
totally
is totally fine for me. So if you can learn to do that, I think that'll be an asset.
Yeah.
Someone in your life.
Sure, absolutely. Dealing with boredom. Not just loneliness, but boredom. Loneliness is not boredom.
Nope.
Loneliness is by yourself. You can not be bored. You can be having a lot of fun, but just be by yourself.
Boredom is all by yourself and having nothing to do.
And you don't have anything to do. So it's something that will inevitably show its head when you're out and about traveling the world. However, it's up to you how boredom affects you. There are always many different things you can do to never be bored, and on your travels, you will discover how to get rid of boredom.
Mm.
So I remember when I was in Nice, which is southern France, and I was a little bit bored because one day I didn't really have too much to do. I had gotten there, and I had made plans where what I was going to do the next few days, but I just had this day where I was just by myself, and so I just would walk to the beach, and I kind of sat there and, you know, people watched, and then I walked around to the local markets and kind of saw the city and, yeah, sleep. Right?
That would bore me, too.
Yeah, it was a little bit boring. I mean, it's no different when I'm bored here, but the good thing is when I'm bored here, I just go home and watch movies.
Yeah, see?
Another very important thing is you can become streetwise. So streetwise is a lot of people who were raised in homes and backyards and, you know, they spent their lives studying and in books. They aren't that streetwise. They don't really know how to survive. Whereas in China, a lot of people are streetwise because everybody is a negotiator. I mean, everywhere you go, you negotiate for the price, right? You also can't learn to trust people too much. You have to learn. I mean, I think people in China are more streetwise than people in the United States.
You think so?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it just depends. In the United States, it just depends where you grew up and what your parents were like. But in China, I think it doesn't matter if you come from a good or bad background. You have to be streetwise in China.
Okay.
Just because there's so many vendors, people taking advantage of you, taxi drivers want to cheat you. I mean, not everywhere, but, you know, in the city, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could happen.
Yeah. Another very important one is to learn to adapt and improvise, which is extremely important. You need to learn to fit in, right, when you're traveling. You don't go and you're American or Chinese or wherever you're from. You go to Paris and you don't really recognize the food or things or... and you know, I was going to say that I can go. I was, you know, traveling. I've been to 26 countries, so I went and I visited and I saw, but I don't think I was as adaptable as I am now. And it's so funny because I always talk about moving here, but being in China, people say, I hear foreigners say, I don't like this or I don't like that, or I'm moving in a year, I don't like it, or, you know, and I'm like, are they crazy? You know, maybe China's not a place to absolutely fall in love with, but at the same time, it's really fun because whatever Chinese people do, I follow them. And then they look at me like I'm crazy. Right?
I think that's a good strategy.
Yeah, so for instance, you know, in the United States, this is why I was telling you earlier that I couldn't live or work there anymore. Well, I can live, but not work, because part of the thing is at work, people take naps here, right? They sleep at work. It doesn't matter where you work. You take a nap in the middle of the day at your desk and no one looks at you funny. If I did that in the United States, I'd be fired after 30 minutes of my first day. I'd start to close my eyes and they'd be like, you're fired. You're out of here. Like,
wow.
It's just the behaviors that I've adapted to in China. You know, they're weird for me, but I'm just like, I look around and I'm like, okay, everybody's doing it, so I'm going to do it too.
Yeah, now you're half Chinese.
Yeah, I'm half Chinese. Actually, all my nephews and my nieces are. They are, actually. But I'm half Chinese not by nature, but by adaptability.
Okay. Good for you.
Yeah. This is another really, really, really great thing. It increases confidence and trust in yourself. And I was going to say that more than anything, I have learned to never second guess my instincts. I have very good instincts. I follow them and I don't second guess them here. In the United States, I doubted myself so much, and I would always ask my brothers and my sister what to do and if I was making the right choice, and I'd think a million times about it, and then I didn't know what to do and I was very anxious. But here, I make a decision, I'm done with it, I don't ask anyone, and I don't even care to look back. You know, and I completely trust myself.
Yeah, well, funny that my wife said something that's quite similar. She is a very, very independent woman, but whenever I'm around, well, she still tends to lean on my shoulder. But when I'm not around, she can do almost anything by herself. She can solve almost every problem just by herself.
Your wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're in that situation, I guess you would have to learn to.
That's right. Now, here's one that you actually mentioned earlier. Traveling the world can be cheap. You know, everyone thinks that I'm so rich, especially my friends on Facebook, because they're like, oh my God, you're in a different country every month. And I'm like, yeah, you know. And people are like, are you rich? And I'm like, you know, This is coming from people that don't realize that the only expensive thing about traveling is a plane ticket.
Yeah.
It's the only expensive thing. Traveling the world is actually extremely cheap.
Or you choose to stay in five-star hotels.
Right. Or it depends. Well, this is what I'm saying. It can be really cheap. Mm-hmm. If you want to go to London, if you're staying at, like, the Ritz-Carlton, or you're staying in a 5,000-square-foot apartment, well,
yeah,
for sure it's not cheap. But if you decide to rent, like, an apartment or get, like, a Airbnb or go to hotelscombined.com and sort of look at the cheapest ones, oh, my God, for sure it's extremely cheap.
Mm.
You can eat anywhere in the world for really cheap. Even in London, they have street food for, like, $5 or 5 euros. That's maybe 50 renminbi, which I think is expensive.
Yeah, two Chinese.
Yeah, it depends on where you go. But you can still go to cheap places, buy sandwiches, buy a drink, and you'll be fine.
Absolutely. And even air tickets can be not that expensive.
Well, especially, yeah.
You know, when my cousin-in-law visits us here in Beijing, she lives in France, and she bought her route tickets for only 3,000 RMB.
Oh, my God. Where, from here to France?
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, I was looking for trips from here. I have a friend that wants to come visit me from Germany, and round trip is only $500, which is 3,000 RMB.
Yeah.
Or even I wanted to go from China to Africa, and it's only 3,000 RMB round trip.
Yeah, so it doesn't have to be that expensive at all.
No, not at all. So I love when people say, are you rich? You must be so rich. And I'm like, these are people who just don't know.
Mm,
but I say, yeah, I'm totally rich.
Yeah, or maybe these are the people who only stay in five-star hotels.
Yes, exactly. Or they think that the only way to travel is to travel and be in their own comfort zone. And this is why adaptability is so important. Because if you're going to travel to another country and you want to travel cheaply, adapt to what's around you. Eat the food, the local food, which can be cheap in China, literally. If you're eating the local food, it literally costs $3 for a huge bowl of beef and noodles. Seriously. One of my favorite dishes is more than filling, and it costs less than $3 here.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, it's tomatoes and eggs.
Like, less than 20 kwai.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Less than 20 kwai. It's super cheap. And people say, is it expensive? And I'm like, it just depends. If you're going to American restaurants every day, sure. But
yeah, I mean, I can totally feed myself with, like, well, minimum, like, 5 kwai for a meal.
Yeah.
No problem, even now.
Yeah, you can, sure. Mm-hmm. It's super cheap here. So that's what I love about traveling is, you know, fit in with the local people, do the local things, walk to different places, especially if it's beautiful outside. And also, as long as a place has a lock and no creepy curly bugs in the hotel, I am totally fine with staying in a place that costs, like, you know, 30 kwai a night. I'm serious, I don't care. If it's as long as the bed sheets are clean and I can lock the door, I'll be fine.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I love to stay at nicer places when I travel, but I can totally do, like, really cheap places. I even used to live in a basement with only, like, maybe 5 square meters of living space for half a year. And that was totally okay, and not because I couldn't afford bigger places. I was just feeling, this is big enough for me. You know,
yeah.
I don't need to do anything in there. I just need a bed. I need my computer to be working, and that's all I need it for.
Yeah.
So I spent half a year there. I felt totally fine before I actually moved together with my wife.
Yeah.
So that wasn't really that difficult. And if you can learn to adapt like that, you can literally go anywhere.
Yeah.
Without paying really very much money.
Absolutely. You know, I've been to a lot of places, and for sure I know that you can travel cheaply. And I say, if only these people knew what I went through when I traveled, they wouldn't ask me if I was rich.
Yeah.
But nowadays when I travel, I, you know, don't stay at the worst places because I'm older and I make more money. But when I was traveling through Europe, I stayed at hostels, which can cost like $20 a night, which is super cheap.
And it is?
Yeah. So we're going to go to the last thing for today.
Which is?
You're going to tell me.
Tell you the last thing about traveling
one
in
of the
countries?
Yes. What is the one reason, not the one reason, but the one of the really greatest reasons that makes sense why people travel?
To me, I'm really most thrilled to see how differently different countries, different cultures, and different people work.
No.
Oh,
Keep going, Brian. You have 30 seconds. Time is running out.
You can see different views.
Nope. You're getting closer.
You can talk to different people.
No.
You can escape from the cruel reality.
Stop naming all the things I already named. Come on. You have 10 seconds. 10. 9.
All right. I give up.
8. No, you have 6 seconds. Go. 3. 2.
Well, literally, it gives me the sort of the breeze.
All right, fine. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to cut you off and tell you.
Thank you very much. What is that?
The wonders of the world. Great Wall of China, Leaning Tower of Pisa, the pyramids, the Taj Mahal.
Okay.
Yeah.
They don't really particularly interest me, so that's probably
what?
Why.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
These places are famous specifically for this reason.
I know.
And actually, you know, it's surprising. I was in India last year, and I went to see the Taj Mahal, and you're literally, it's such a huge, gorgeous place, right? Huge. You wouldn't believe that this is one of the poorest cities. You go outside, I mean, and you come, and you just walk. Right before you walk in, there's so many beggars and people trying to sell you things, and it's just so sad to watch so many people without homes and shoes and clothes, and it's just it's really sad. But India was such a beautiful experience. So yeah.
Okay. All right, so you can also name your own reasons for traveling around the world.
Sure.
You probably won't regret traveling anywhere.
No.
So thank you for being with us, and go travel somewhere.
That's right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
本节目教材由盛智学习集团美国国家地理学习公司提供。
Who lives in the rainforest? Can you say their names?The animals in the rainforest.
接下来您将收听到的是怪怪故事屋，小朋友们一起来听外教老师讲英文绘本故事吧。
Radio 774，声音在耳边，世界在心里。北京外语广播，聆听资讯，分享优质生活。
When you left me here so